You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church. Strongly encourage you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to those messages. Get caught up. Not only that, there's plenty of other free materials there. Our partners make it possible for us to give away our materials absolutely free. And so please, you can go there. And listen, we want you fed. We want you feeding on the Word. Oh, amen. And we believe that we teach the Word here. That's why we think it's right that you support the broadcast, because that's why every Friday we give you an opportunity to give. Now, some of you have said, well, what if we want to give before then? It's easy to do. Go to KurtOwen.com, and there'll be a place there for your giving. So we've been talking about the local church, right? What is the importance of the local church? Because religion says, go to church just because, but there's actually a reason for the local church. And we're really going to get into it today. And this is going to have to do, we're going to start talking about, there's a whole lot more I could have said up to this point, but we're going to start talking about the pastor's office in the body of Christ. We're going to start talking about the pastor's empowerment from God, what we commonly call the anointing, to be able to take care of his people, and why you need a pastor and why you need to sit under the pastor. Now, again, I'm not saying you this. We have three churches we're in right now in South Florida, but I'm not saying that to you to try to get you to our churches, because this broadcast goes all over the world. This is a principle that the local church is important in your life. Now, we talked about how Billy Graham's organization saw where, even though they got multitudes of people saved, in order to get those people continuing on with God, they needed to plug into a strong local church. Talked about the fallacy about divorce, that people that are involved in a local church and that teaches the Word or getting you established in the Word, that they don't have divorce rates of 50%. It's below 25 is what I understand. But again, let's go back to this. These things I write to you, though I hope to, we're in 1 Timothy 3:14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now notice here, the local church is a building that you will leave your home to attend. It is the house of God. It is the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay, so why should you go to a local church? Because the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is the thing that keeps you stable. It literally will make you stable. Now again, they do have to teach the Word. I know there's churches out there that do not teach the Word. I would avoid those. And some of you do already, I would avoid these churches who don't, they're really not teaching anything. They're more like self-help things. Or sometimes they're more about just you serving. The truth of the matter is you need a place where you can be fed and serve. Okay? Now, some of you avoid churches that teach the Word because you don't want to be held accountable. You want to be able to say, well, I went to church, but not that you were challenged to live for Jesus and live God's plan for your life. You need to stop that. Because if you don't deal with this now, you will deal with it on the day when you stand before the Lord and he shows you his plan, and he compares your plan to he compares your plan to his plan, what you did versus what he called you to do. And if you think you're trying to run from God now, in that day you won't. You'll have to look him in the eye and ask the question, and you're going to have to say, sir, I'm sorry that after everything you did for me, I didn't value enough in your sacrifice enough to actually live for you. And part of that is the local church. That's how we become grounded in the truth, is the local church. Not only that, the pastor has a particular grace and anointing on them to keep you from being wearied and scattered. Now, go with me to Matthew, And I'm going to say some pretty shocking things here. And I'm asking you just to bear with me. This is in 9:35. Then Jesus went out about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel to the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Okay, so now notice here what Jesus thinks is, I don't know if I'm going to get back to this, but I'll just throw this in here now. Notice what Jesus thinks a good service is. Jesus thinks a good service is teaching, preaching the gospel, and healing every sickness and disease. So in order for it to be a successful service in Jesus' opinion, there's got to be teaching, there's got to be preaching, and there's got to be healing. Now, I know a ton of people out there that are just looking for a church that has a great, quote-unquote, worship experience. And maybe I'll get into this later, but that wasn't one of the things he majored on when he showed up at the synagogue. Now, do I believe we ought to worship God? Yes. Do I believe we ought to worship God collectively? Yes, I do. Do I believe that worship is the foremost? No, I do not. Why do I believe that? Well, one, that's not what Jesus majored on, and plus, two, anecdotally, I've been to plenty of churches that just majored on worship, and their people are immature, and every time there's a life problems, they become just shipwrecked. They cry, they bawl and squall, why is this happening to me? Well, you know, all this other stuff, and that's not what we're supposed to be grounded in. I think we need to learn to worship God at church. I think we ought to have the opportunity to collectively worship God, but that's not the be-all and the end-all. You need to be taught. You need to have somebody proclaim or preach the good news to you, and it needs to be an embassy of healing. Now, but anyway, so again, he's out teaching, he's out preaching, he's out healing. Now notice this, it says, but when he saw the multitudes, all these people that were gathered, all these people he's healing, preaching to, teaching, he was moved with compassion because they were wearied and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Now, we're going to look at some scriptures that prove that God was looking forward to the day that he would have shepherds in the earth, shepherds according to his heart. Why? Because that anointing keeps people from being wearied and scattered. Now, Jesus goes on here and he says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Okay, this is where I'm going to get probably for some of you radical, but I want you to think about something. Jesus has just preached the gospel to these people. He's just healed these people. He has just taught these people. And yet, now I just want to be clear. In my opinion, Jesus was the very best teacher there's ever been. In my opinion, and I believe factually, he was the best preacher there's ever been. I think he was the most anointed healer there's ever been, even though technically we're going to do greater works. Okay. All of that he did, they had the best teaching, most anointed healer, and yet they are still wearied and scattered. Why? Because they have no shepherd. People say, well, Jesus is the great shepherd. Yes, universally that's true, but when he was walking around in the earth, he was operating as a man of God under the old covenant, a prophet of God. You know, there's a lot of times even the Hebrews and the Islam still regard him as a prophet, and he was more than that. He was the Son of the Living God. He was a teacher, but the only people he really pastored or shepherded were the people that were with him all the time. Think about it. You would come to him and you'd say, "Hey, Jesus, the people want to see you," and he'd say, "I'm leaving." That's not what a pastor does. Okay. A pastor is somebody that's there with the sheep to tend and keep the sheep. Jesus was teaching the sheep. He was healing the sheep. He was preaching to the sheep. But he wasn't being there to actually take care of them on a regular basis. And he knew it. Now notice this. The very best teaching, very best preaching, and healing, and they still needed a shepherd. What about that? What about, well, I listen to so-and-so on the TV. I listen to so-and-so on CD. I listen to you on the radio. That's great. That's awesome. Great teaching. Great teaching. I'll give you that. But you still need a shepherd. you still, see, remember what it says over there in Timothy about the local church, that is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It is the thing that achieves stability. What's the opposite of being scattered? Being stable, being consolidated. Now, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about the fact that you can have the very best teaching, the very best preaching, you can have healing, and you still need a shepherd? That it's the shepherd's anointing, evidently, that will end being wearied and scattered. Isn't this something we should look at? Well, why would that be? Why is it that the local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth? Because the shepherd keeps you from being wearied and scattered. Wearied, right? What is wearied about? I feel like I'm about to fall down. Well, what can you do when you're about to fall down? Grab the pillar. What about being scattered? Get grounded. Get consolidated. Get a foundation so that you can't be scattered. You ever been scattered? Scattered in your mind? Now, people say, well, yeah, but I've gone to church and I'm still wearied and scattered. I'm going to help you with that before we get done with this series of broadcasts. But you have to understand that it is the anointing. This is why, again, the pastor's office is not the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. Why? Because the pastor is what Jesus was looking for when he saw people wearied and scattered. Even though he had healed them, even though he had taught them, even though he had preached to them, he still understood, guys, we need to pray. Because they need a shepherd. The shepherd will end this weariedness and scatter. Why? Because the truths that they were hearing from Jesus, the pastor would be able to come along and get the people grounded in them, to make those truths a pillar in their life. In fact, one of the things that we find from Scripture is this, that our offices, like the pastor's office, is a pillar. It's referred to that in the book of Acts. Well, there's a whole lot more we're going to have to say to this. I'm out of time. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Stay tuned to these important announcements.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear faith-filled words of life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home